All right, welcome to an episode of Game Changer Podcast. I'm David Villa. Hello, Diana.
Hello.
You just took your glasses off.
I did.
She's like
I got a
super
camera.
Sight. She can see without them. She's going to read these notes, and you're not even going to miss a beat in Jesus'
name. Every time these glasses go on, the camera will go off me.
Well, hey, I was actually making a declaration that you're going to read them without it. And, you know, it's ironic that I was making a declaration because today we're talking about preach to yourself. Come on, preach to yourself. And for real, I do want to pull up the passage of scripture because I think we live in a society where we rely on others so much, and community is big, right? And by the way, what you listen to, this podcast, we want you to keep listening to this podcast. You know, you listen to sermons most every morning. You guys go to church, and you need to be in church. You need to listen to your pastor. You need to go to small group, right? All those things are very, very important, and they are an absolute necessity for your walk with Christ. So I'm nothing against those, but how many know that sometimes nothing will work and you have to preach to yourself? Sometimes you're not going to have somebody to call on and you have to preach to yourself. And when I think about this, I think about King David, right? And do you ever think about him preaching to himself? You know, I don't know if you ever thought of that or not. Maybe you've never thought of that, right? We preach about David killing Goliath, and we think about David, out there fighting the bear and the lion. You know, you talked today about David not being invited to the party when his brothers were, you know, invited, and how Samuel came to anoint a prophet or to anoint a king, and David was the actual king that God had chosen all along. But there's a lot of things about David. But have you ever thought about him preaching to himself? And Scripture tells us he did that. And, you know, I do the same thing. I've done the same thing. There's been times when I'm in my car or I go to the bathroom here at the office, or, you know, I just get off by myself sometimes and I preach to myself. And just like the psalmist did, the man, by the way, who had God's heart, these truths and promises are incredible and timeless. And the problem comes when we forget them or we fall for the lies of the enemy who says that, you know, did God really say that? And, there's a scripture in the Psalm in 103, Psalms 103, where David, it's a long Psalm and I love it. And I'll read it here in a second, but, let me pull it up. Psalms 103. It says, let all that I am praise the Lord with my whole heart. I will praise his holy name. Let all I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins, heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. He revealed his character to Moses and his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate, merciful, slow to get angry, filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse me or remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all of our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve, for his unfailing love towards those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He's removed our sins as far as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him, for he knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust. Our days on earth are like grass, like wildfires. We bloom and die. The wind blows, we're gone, as though we had never been here. But the love of the Lord, listen to this, remains forever with those who fear him, and salvation extends to the children's children of those who are faithful to his covenant and those who obey his commandments. He goes on to wrap it up, says, the Lord has made the heavens his throne. From there he rules over everything. Praise the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who carry out his plans, listening for each of his commands. Yes, praise the Lord, you armies of angels who serve him and do his will. Praise the Lord, everything he has created, everything in all his kingdom. Let all I am praise the Lord. He's preaching to himself. What do you think about that? Have you ever preached to yourself like David?
Well, if I'm
you preach to me.
I actually find it interesting that today, not knowing exactly what you'd put together for the podcast, David must be something that the Lord's really trying to speak to me about, because this morning this morning one of the messages I was listening to really focused on the story of David, and then today when I was speaking in our Make It Happen, our company meeting, David was a topic of the main focal point of what I was speaking, and then now this. So I think that's kind of interesting. If I'm being honest, I would say more often than not, rather than preaching to ourselves and encouraging ourselves in the Lord, a lot of times we do the opposite. So I think about when I'm on the treadmill, if someone could hear what I'm saying to myself on the treadmill, I mean, like, I would really be embarrassed, but I'm not encouraging myself to keep going on. I'm literally talking down to myself, which compels me to prove myself wrong about me. So I'm probably saying very harsh things to myself as I'm on the treadmill. And I feel like that's probably, you know, what we, if we're not careful, we can go that direction. And instead of encouraging ourselves and preaching to ourselves and the Lord, we could actually do the opposite and, you know, talk down to ourselves and doubt the Lord. So I hate to confess that, but it's the reality. And it's until there's some sort of shift till you recognize, whoa, I'm setting the course of my direction. So I've got to change my thinking. I've got to change my speech. I got to change, you know, my heart and then encourage myself and the Lord. So I think often we start the opposite until there's that shift.
Yeah, and I think that David, is he got on a roll there. If you see, like, in the beginning of it, he started proclaiming things that possibly he was dealing with that he didn't see. So he didn't see these things come to fruition, but he knew the Word of God spoke these things and declared these things. So he began to speak, and as he began to speak, it's almost like one of the scriptures that I love says, David says this in another psalm. He says, I encourage myself in the Lord. Like, it's like he preaches to himself. He encourages himself. And so here's the thing: for us to be victorious over this constant war we have with fear, for instance, a lot of this is fear motivated. A lot of things that we go through in life are fear motivated. We don't do the things that God's called us to do because of fear. We do some of the things that we're not supposed to do, you know, because we maybe take shortcuts because we're afraid that if we put ourselves out there that we might not make it. You know, we are afraid to step out sometimes. We're afraid to fail. We're afraid of to succeed. And to get over this war with fear, we have to know God's truth. And we have to believe God's truth. And then we have to ultimately trust God's truth and then declare God's truth. So we have to believe it, or we have to know it, then we have to believe it, then we have to trust it, and then we have to declare it. And there's a difference in that, right? You could know the truth, right? And to know the truth and to not speak it, right? That's not power. Power is not knowledge, it's applied knowledge. So power, I guess, is not really truth, it's applied truth. It's knowing the truth. That's where it starts. But then you got to believe it. And believing it is like an action word. But then you got to trust it, because once you start believing it, it never fails you. The truth doesn't fail you, but circumstances kind of pop up to kind of counter it. And then you got to trust it. And then ultimately, you have to declare it. You have to preach to yourself, and you have to walk in it.
I think knowing is really a big thing. We have to know the Word of God, and we have to know God's truths. And I think if we don't have that to measure up, measure where we're at, then, we're in trouble. You have to have those non-negotiables. You have to have those things, those measuring points. And it really comes back to knowing the Word of God and setting those things for your life. Without knowing it, how do you know to set the standard? And that's kind of sounds like redundant. Without knowing God's truth, how do you know? Yeah. You don't. Yeah. So, and you have to get it for yourself. I mean, I think we also are living in a fast pace. I listen to a lot of different messages and podcasts and music, and I listen to a lot of those things, but it can't take the place of getting it for myself. Yeah. I think those things come alongside of what God's already showing me. So for instance, today, I was already kind of dabbling and reading on my own about David and what I, was trying to learn from David. And then lo and behold, there's two situations today alone that Lord's coming up in bringing things in my path to reinforce and reaffirm what, I believe the Lord's already speaking to me based on this. And then, what I listened to earlier today. So I think that's important. You have to know it, and then the Lord will send the confirmation and come back and water it with other things. So
yeah, in the psalm here, David is preaching to himself, and he's saying with his mouth what he believes in his heart and he knows to be true. And here's the thing: he's saying with his mouth what he believes in his heart and knows to be true, but he's not necessarily seeing playing out in his life. And that's the difference, right? That's where it that's where it's separated. He knows it to be true. He says it with his mouth. and then there's a waiting, but also where there's a gap between, I think there's a gap, like a waiting, but there's a gap between the knowing it and declaring it, bringing it to fruition. And David says it with his mouth, believes in his heart, and he's boldly declaring the truth. He's boldly declaring God's power. He's boldly declaring the grace and the mercy of God. He's saying it out of his mouth. And it's hard sometimes. You know, it's not hard to say something out of your mouth when you feel it, but it's super hard to say something out of your mouth.
Unfortunately, sometimes I say things that I probably shouldn't because it's already in my heart.
Yay, sister.
That's really kind of a bad thing to say.
Say that again. Speak it to the mic. No, but isn't it hard to say something out of your mouth? Even if you believe it, it's not hard to say something out of your mouth when you're experiencing it, you're feeling it. Like if you're on cloud nine, it's not hard to say I'm on cloud nine. But when you're on cloud one, it's hard to say I'm on cloud nine. And you know, but yet there's power when we declare the truth, the power, the grace, the mercy of God, right? Who forgives every sin and nails our shame to the cross.
I think declaring it is also about putting it in front of ourselves. A long, long time ago, I heard a message. And I actually think it might have been Joyce Myers that they were talking about, you know, what you focus on, your emotions will follow. Declaring puts it out there so that you can focus on it. Because I think if you don't know it and you don't declare it, you won't be able to focus on it. And so your emotions will follow whatever you're focusing on. So if I'm focusing on the promises of God and the truth of God's word, even though I may be facing hell, I know that God is with me. So I feel like declaring it also is about, you know, if you could picture when you declare it, it's like right there, it's putting your attention on it and reminding yourself so that your emotions follow the victory that comes, you know, when that happens, like you're focused on that versus focusing on, you know, defeat. So there's a, I think, something about declaring it so that your emotions will align with the word of God, the promises of God, and the truth of God's word.
That's powerful. That's good stuff. And so I want to share some key words from the beginning of the psalm and the way the New King James Version, I mean, of course, we grew up King James, right? New King James Version is very close to that. And what it says here in the New King James, I think, is powerful in the beginning of this. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." So that's the way that starts off. "And all that is within me." He starts off by saying, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." And listen to this. "And forget not all his benefits." Can I just say this? He forgives, heals, redeems, crowns, satisfied, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. And guys, that is the good news. That's the good news. And that's declaring the good news of the gospel to yourself, preaching to yourself, speaking life to yourself. And for some of us, we need to declare it again and again. And we need to meditate on this psalm today. Amen?
Amen. I think it's about repeating it. It's funny, is like there's certain things, like especially as you become a parent, you're parenting, and then all of a sudden you say something, you're like, "Oh my gosh, I hated when my parents said that." Yeah. It's because you heard it over and over again. And now when push comes to shove, you actually regurgitate that. What you're putting, what you know, what you're hiding in your heart is going to come out. So make sure, if you don't feel like you have enough in you to declare it with authority, find a song that has it and begin to repeat it, sing it. So it becomes from here, and then it makes that 12-inch journey to get into here. And so you just keep saying it, you keep singing it until you're able to declare it. So you just keep putting it in, And in the right time, you know, the Lord within you, the God in you, greater is he that is in you, that you've put in you will come out. Anybody been in a situation where something comes out and you think, "Oh boy, how'd that come out?"
Yeah.
It was there.
You put it
in there somehow and it came out. So it's the same thing with the word of the Lord and the promises of God and the truth of God's word. Put it in no matter how, whether it's you're repeating something you've heard over and over and over because you believe it and you know it aligns with the word of God. So be careful. Make sure it's what you're declaring is aligning with the word of God. But if you can, I mean, there's a song, and I don't know why I'm drawing the blank, like Carrie Job, it was really popular last year or maybe the year before.
The blessing.
It's like you just said it. You can't help it. And it's like it got inside of you, you know,
a declaration,
like when you were just reading that psalm, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." That's an old hymn. Like I can hear it. And I can almost like, I literally, you can't help but be encouraged with that. Put it, if you can't say it, you can't declare it, sing it until it makes that that journey and penetrates your heart so that it comes out of that. So out of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Amen. So like Diana just said, preach to yourself. That's the lesson for today. I hope you guys got a blessing out of it. I sure did. So make sure you preach to yourself. And if you are not subscribed, subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can receive notifications every time one of our podcasts drop, which by the way is every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Also, you can subscribe to us on Spotify or Apple, and as well as our YouTube page. Also, if you haven't downloaded the Game Changer app, make sure you do so you can join our community, Game Changer by IPD Agency, and we'd love to have you there. Hey, hope you guys are having a wonderful week. We'll see you next week on a brand new episode of Game Changer Podcast. We love you.